Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Let me see if I can summarize chapter 1 for us as we've been studying it over the last couple of weeks. When your message is only the plain gospel, your message is always powerful. When your ministry is rooted in the gospel, then you are availing yourself to God's power. When your marriage is gospel anchored, then your marriage is gospel empowered. When the focus is on the plain gospel, your message will be full of power. When your life is lived from this unadjusted, unassisted gospel, then you are, as we've said in the past, lighting your life on fire with gospel power. So, what message does your life proclaim? Is your life rooted in the gospel story? Does your life give obvious expression to following Christ or to following the world's ways and definitions of success? What's the wisdom guiding your marriage and family? Is it the message of unconditional love, submission, forgiveness, grace, and holiness? Listen, in the cross, the power and wisdom of God, a person is set free from their sin to become God's new creation in the world. So let me leave you with the last verse of chapter 1 in this passage. The foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. So hold fast to Christ and only Christ. In what it means to be a man or a woman, a wife, a husband, a son, a daughter, a servant, a student, a leader, seek the wisdom and the words that come from this gospel, this word, not from the world. And listen, you don't just pray these things into your life. You saturate yourself with God's word. But when you do pray, please remember Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our changemaker missionaries in El Salvador. And also remember the YAL LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Malawi.